Now, I'm going to try and finish this presentation by suggesting a serving regimen for adults. 1 ounce a day for prevention, and 1 ounce or more before meals for the treatment of pre-existing disease. I suggest before meals because there are some elements in the preparation that will not be completely digested or absorbed properly unless there's some food in the stomach. Children over 4 years old may use adult servings. Under 4, cut the serving in half. Pregnant and lactating women can safely use the juice. I really cannot imagine any reason why they shouldn't. And in fact, it's the single case that I can think of where two people can benefit from a single dose. The only precautions that I would recommend would be that people on Coumadin, now this is a blood thinner, need to take the amount of mangosteen that they intend to take, whether that's one serving or whether that's 3 servings a day, for 3 to 4 days. After taking it for 3 to 4 days, they should go to their doctor and have a blood test done to see how the Coumadin level is being maintained. In most cases, in my experience, there is no need to make adjustments, but there is a lot of individual variation, and that would be something that must be done by folks on Coumadin. Now, people with a history of diverticulitis, and they'll know if they've got the disease, should strain the juice. There's some solid matter in this, little pieces that are perhaps indigestible and could cause problems. So they need to avoid those just the way they would avoid sesame seeds, for example. People with blood pressure problems. And here I'm talking about folks who are being treated for either high or for low blood pressure. They need to watch. Now, why do they need to watch? Not necessarily because there is going to be an effect in them, because in most people, the juice is absolutely blood pressure neutral. It doesn't cause anyone to raise their blood pressure, doesn't cause anyone to lower their blood pressure. But some people have reported fluctuations in blood pressure, and when a person has blood pressure problems, they need to learn to monitor for themselves so that they can check at home, that they can check regularly, and they need to watch whenever they add anything to their diet or make substantial changes. People with irritable bowel disease. Now, I'm not talking about the diarrheal type of irritable bowel disease where you have to go to the bathroom many times a day. In fact, even while there are no real good medications out there for that type of disease, the mangosteen works perfectly. But there is a kind of irritable bowel disease that is characterized primarily by constipation. And in those instances, 1 serving of 1 ounce a day diluted with water at a meal is the way to go. If you use more than that, you may actually increase the problem. And those are the only recommendations that I would make in terms of caution. Few people have had rashes, but they're not dangerous. And unfortunately, some people are going to be allergic to everything that exists. And so it's not surprising that there is a very, very low incidence of allergic reactions to mangosteen. Now, in conclusion, I want to be able to talk to all of you who are listening, whether you are doctors or whether you aren't. I want to say to you that mangosteen changed the way that I practiced medicine. It provided a broad spectrum, functional food, not a drug, that allowed me to dispense with many drugs that I used to use. It is a safe alternative. It is an efficient alternative. And it's an alternative that I think every patient should consider, and I really think that every doctor should consider it as well. So please, if you've been able to stick it out to the end of this audio, please give the juice a try. Now that means 3 weeks or more at treatment serving levels, 3 times a day if you have a health problem, or once a day if you don't. You won't regret it. Thanks for listening.
The product information on this tape was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease, and is intended for informational purposes only.